Hey, good morning. I'm great. How you doing, Russ?
I don't know. You sound great for a half-breed.
For the mutt that you are.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I'm a half-breed.
Did you find that to be offensive, half-breed? Is that an offensive term?
It is, but, I mean, it was offensive, but you know what? I've made comments that I regret, so I didn't really... I wasn't devastated by it, but a lot of people really that were watching the show really were.
You know, people were talking about, well, Claudia kind of started the fight. I didn't feel that way.
No.
I think you were trying to defend Demetria.
Yeah, well, I was sitting there for a really long time. The dinner, we were there for a while, and I stayed out of it for a very, very, very long time. I mean, if you see me, my reaction, I'm just, like, looking at everybody like, oh, my God. Like, I'm silent because it wasn't my fight. But when the girls were being very disrespectful and high-fiving each other and being very catty, well, Demetria just simply wanted to get something off her chest. I thought that was they were being so rude, and they cut a lot of stuff out. Well, I was like, I couldn't believe they were behaving like this when Demetria invited us on this great trip. So I finally said, do you guys want to resolve this? Like, come on, like, you guys are being catty. So I didn't start anything.
Well, you know, I'm looking at this whole thing, and, you know, everybody knows that Nene may have dual personality. I could
She's
be wrong.
She's a bully.
and, you know, people were waiting for her to get it.
Yeah.
And you kind of gave it to her.
And,
you know, and I've told people, I said, listen, Claudia, you know, she's be on, you know, Fox's Foxhole. And
people were surprised, don't you think, Russ?
They
didn't think she could go. But they didn't think, Claudia, were you surprised, Claudia, that people didn't expect you to come out like that? You went.
If people, anyone that knows me from the Foxhole knows that we used to go there. And like I said, I can, like, hang with the best of them. So to me, Nene was really not that much of a, it was kind of like par for the course. Like when I'm on the Foxhole with comedians that really get personal. And, you know, we would say offensive things to each other all the time that were very personal. But we all knew it was all in jest. You know what I mean? So Nene, I mean, she came from a negative place. And she's been, you know, going hard on me on social media and retweeting awful things about me.
Why? What do you think it is? What? Because I know what I think. I want to know what you think. I think she's jealous of you.
Well, you know what? She's an outspoken person, and so am I. And you know, she's the actress on the show. Well, so is Demetria. And it's like, here comes someone else who can live in that space and do well. But you know, I am the type of woman that I love to be like, hey, we're all doing our thing. Like, why not? Like, but I've always been like that in my real life. I always hang with a lot of women that are very successful. Like, I'm not the flyest, most successful, most beautiful person in my group. I don't want to be in a group like that. Like, I love being in a group.
Yeah, we saw your toes.
Wait a minute.
I can stick my toes,
Russ. But you know what? That's what I like about you, because you didn't care.
Listen,
you put your toes out there on national TV.
Hold on, though. I wouldn't have done it.
Why not?
I wouldn't have done it, Claudia. I wouldn't have. Have you always hidden them? Like, have guys seen them?
I've always hidden them, and it's something that I talked about on the radio for a long time, and it was like, it really, I felt very, for the first time, I felt really vulnerable, but a lot of women have sent me, like, inboxed me pictures of their feet, and they're like, oh my God, I have the same problem.
Please send them to me. I'm just kidding.
When I date a guy, is he not going to like me because of my toes, and I've been living in shame, and they're like, I'm going to get mine fixed because of you.
Yeah.
Like, it's been kind of cool. I have a little support group now. Like,
well, it's cool. Women that make love in socks.
Yeah,
I love that.
Socks all day. Maybe I have to come out with a line of, like, sexy ankle socks.
Yes.
There you go.
Do it.
Well, listen, Claudia, you know, I know you're busy, but I really appreciate you taking the time. I wanted to get your take on this because it's been a topic of conversation, especially this morning. We were talking about, you know, the comments that are made. Sometimes they get a really mean-spirited, but I'm looking at the promos of shows to come, and it looks like you're going in on, who's it?
You already had the beef with Portia,
Portia. But you know, and you guys kind of be in the same room a lot. How's that working out? Is it cool?
It's uncomfortable, you know. But like, you know, we shot this a long time ago, and like, there's been progress made. But what happens is when these episodes air, and then you see what people say about you in their confessionals, it kind of opens up old wounds.
Ew.
And then like, so it's like, in real life, we're supposed to be cool, but then I'll see in the hallway, you might not want to speak, and I'm like, hey, but we really are cool now. Like, this is 6 months ago or 5 months ago.
Well, be careful with Portia, because she'll fight.
Well, yeah. I'll sue. I will sue.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Way too old to be fighting.
I hear you.
Yeah, right?
And you have edges. Okay.
Yeah. Very healthy.
All right, Claudia, thank you so much, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Talk to you
guys.
Bye. Bye.